So tell us about yourself, Skid. What do you got going on? I know you got a YouTube channel.
So I do. I don't know. My claim to fame, I guess, is 16 years later, after a pretty interesting divorce, I managed to raise 3 kids all by myself and stay in the military at the same time. And now it's all kind of finished. They're all kind of growing up, and I'm in quasi-retirement. So now it's time to finally have some fun. So
nothing wrong with that.
Pop talks about the long game. I am the personification of the long game. This is what it looks like at the end. So that's my claim to fame. Military-wise, I was Air Force, so we can have some good Army Air Force stuff going on here. Canadian Air Force, too. Yeah, exactly. And flew jets way back in the day, some transport stuff later on, and then I was flying for our federal cops up here for a while, but I'm all retired out of that now, and now I'm going to be doing some aerial forest firefighting this summer.
Oh, that
so
sounds
just
cool.
Working in the summer nice. Now, so awesome.
Yeah. Really? So you're going to like dive bomb like the wet mud onto the fires and stuff?
I'll be the guy who leads them in. I'm going to bird dog them.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be doing that and controlling the whole thing. So,
well, that's cool.
Good times.
Dive bombing wet mud onto the fire. That sounds like a gay thing. You trying to tell me something, Pop?
No. They actually use like a slurry of mud and chemicals, and they fly over and dump it on the fires and stuff.
Oh, okay. You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about it.
It sounds like we could be talking about your ex. You know, she goes by playoff rules, 3-man rotation and triple overtime.
Yeah. Who knows? She might like a mud rub
with a slurry at the end.
You bet.
Yikes. Yeah, I'll be
Damn
trying to
it.
Stay away from that this summer. Man, we'll see.
That's how you wind up with an applause on your penis.
Oh,
ay, ay, ay.
A round of applause. Riggs!
You wind up with that's some bad stuff right there.
Yeah, it's very bad stuff. You know, you whip it out, you go to take a piss all of a sudden. Oh, shit.
Not a good day, man. Not a good day. And here's the worst part. There was a couple times. I'm going out on a field problem. Packing up my stuff, my A and B bag, my rucksack. We're on the plane. We're flying in the middle of nowhere, and you see the guy doing this.
Yeah,
great.
Riggs.
He goes, and then he's like, "Doc, I think I got drippy." Well, you got to ride that shit around for a week or so because we're going to the field, drippy or not.
Oh God.
It's always fun a game as you hear the dude in the wood line.
Oh God! Why didn't anybody tell me?
not that we know anything about that or anything.
No, never.
Just what we've heard.
Well, I've had a lot of guys go on sick call for that shit.
Oh, the worms.
See, I was lucky. And I never really had anything nasty like that.
I would hope not.
And I think it mainly because I was always paranoid about it, and I always kept my own antibiotics. So if I, you know, had a little indiscretion, I'd be like, maybe I should go on antibiotics for 3 or 4 days just to make sure.
I have my suspicions.
Yeah.
That chick might have not been clean.
I'd be like, I got lucky.
Got her in. Oh.
It could always be worse, though. You sent me this. This is one of the nastiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Indonesian virgin, 37 years old, lives at home with his mother, gets a 2-meter-long piece of string stuck in his penis in a self-pleasuring game gone horribly wrong. It's a black bundle of nylon string. Oh, God.
Well, I've heard about, like, basically the pull start. You're familiar with that, right?
No.
This would be an extreme version of such a thing.
Yes, except the other one goes in your slot B, and it's a bunch of beads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the worst thing that you could possibly hear, she yanks it out. What's wrong?
Man overboard.
Oh, shit. Although probably not that until you get it removed.
Could be bad.
Could be very bad. Yeah. But I just want to know who comes up with this idea. What 37-year-old virgin sitting around the house, you know, Al Bundy, and he got his hand in his pants.
You know what sounds like a real good idea? I'm going to take that clothesline out back. I'm going to rip all the t-shirts off of it, and I'm going to stick that through my pecker.
what could go wrong?
It's probably the same thought process as like, I wonder if that light bulb will fit up my ass. Oh, my God.
Oh. So apparently the urinary bladder insertion, which is what he was going for, is relatively rare. But it's been on the rise over the last few decades. Thank you, Internet. They said people usually insert objects such as hair clips, straws, matchsticks, and pencils into their urethra.
Pencils.
Yeah. I mean, you could try it yourself. I doubt it'll come out any sharper. For pleasure, due to
psychiatric problems or drug abuse.
I have no idea how they can even think of doing that.
Yeah, leftoids. If I mean, I know you're trying to normalize everything. Can you please not normalize this? I pray to you on a stack of Bibles. Just don't do it.
Most men, if they live long enough, are going to have issues with their prostate.
Cool.
And one of the first tests they will do is a blood test. And right behind there, they run a camera up your dick.
Mm.
So I go in there to the doctor, and he's really like, okay, well, we're going to take a look. And he wheels out this piece of equipment. And I swear to you, the end of the camera was as big as your pinky. And like, we're just going to take a quick look. I'm like, what?
What?
Don't worry, Mr. Pop. We will apply a gentle numbing cream.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
I'm like, no, bro. No, you need to put me the fuck out because this is not going to happen.
Ugh. Such a horrible idea.
So I had to come back 2 weeks later and get knocked out to have it done because I refused. I'm just not that guy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some of the
50s. The 50s are a wonderful time to be in.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on. Oh, here are some of the medical stuff that went on here. Medics say that the practice can damage sensitive tissues. The urethral pathway, which releases urine and sperm, can also lead to a lack of bladder control and infection. Shocker. And the penis and urethra may even require surgery or implants to rebuild said sensitive tissue. The patient told doctors this is the first time he ever put anything in his urethra. Yeah, because you got caught. But that he masturbated and watched Ornpe daily. They performed bladder irrigation, a procedure where sterile fluid is flushed through a catheter into the bladder to remove blockages in the hopes that it would dislodge the string. Didn't work.
They had to cut them open?
They finally had to remove it using long, thin tweezers.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That is some horrible shit right there. God damn.
Yeah, I think that's enough internet for today.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's a dick worm right there. Self-inflicted dick worm.
Self-inflicted dick worm.
God.
Who gets these ideas?
I don't know, man.
I guess I don't have anything else to do.
Well, I'm going to be honest. You know, it's like the... The vagina has a mystique to it if you've never been there before.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys who've never actually climbed that mountain and made it to the summit think about all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you, get ready for disappointment because it's not that good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Carlsbad Caverns before you go the first time. You know, there's all this mystique to it, and then you find out it's a tourist trap.
Like
figuratively and literally.
Like, if they walk up, like, all right, you can have this 20-ounce porterhouse steak with all the trimmings, or you can have this piece of mediocre pussy. What's going to be? I'm taking the steak. She can leave.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.